association and valuable time for us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, can you name the speaker again after the recording? Because nowadays we are trying to put the recordings in a folder. So every recording, we need speaker name during the recording. Sorry for pressing the recording button late, but now you will say the speaker.
Yes, Mataji. Yes.
For me, are you talking Preeti Vilasri? For me?
Yeah, I'm just asking Pavitra Madhavi to name the speaker so that the recording to save.
Okay.
So today we are having Her Grace Savitri Mataji to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we are very fortunate to have her association. So thank you so much, Savitri Mataji, for giving your valuable association to us. Now you can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita from Madhya Leela, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. We are going to start from the verse number 38. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patita Nam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavidyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 19, starting from the verse number 38. Prabhu Choliya Cheno Bindu Madhava Darshani Lokho 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 Aishe Prabhuro Milani. At Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see the temple of Bindu Madhava, and many hundreds of thousands of people followed him just to meet him. So in this section, we are hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes at Prayag, where three holy rivers met together. Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. Holy place, Prayag. There is a temple, it is known as Bindu Madhava temple, Lord Vishnu's temple. In that temple, Lord Vishnu is worshipped. Generally people go to place of pilgrimage to see the Lord's temple, Lord in the temple. And in Prayag, Bindu Madhava is very famous. In Kashi also, there is one temple is known as Bindu Madhava. I'm not sure still that original temple is present at Prayag right now. So, but here we are hearing a description that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see the temple of Bindu Madhava. And most amazing thing is that at the time, many hundreds of thousands of people followed him just to meet him. And still, it is going on. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and fame are being spread all over the world, and people are attracted to the Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan Yajna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are synonymous, same, identical. Whenever, wherever we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, immediately we remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has brought this holy name from the Golok Dham and gave us to us. The more we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, more we become attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naturally, the Jiva souls are attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, the fortunate souls are attracted. Actually, we are always been devotees, because that is our original position. But for the short time, we may say, if we compare the our lives over here, and that we have forgotten our relationship with Sri Krishna. But by hearing his holy name, his pastimes, his qualities, and his about his abode and everything, gradually remember. We become aware of our relationship with Krishna, that Krishna is the origin of everyone and everything. He is the origin of our relationship also. So gradually we understand it as a fact. Factually we realize everything. More we hear about Krishna, more we chant Krishna's holy name. And this is the process for our self-realization, most effective process in this age, the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly gives us the self-realization, makes us completely self-realized person, means we understand our true identity and we understand our relationship with Krishna, and we become firmly situated in our original position. Thus we become eligible for going back to the spiritual world. Now 39, Keho kande, keho hase, keho nache gayo, Krishna, Krishna, boli keho, gora gori jayo. Some of the people following the Lord were crying. Some were laughing, some dancing, and some chanting. Indeed, some of them were rolling on the ground, exclaiming, Krishna, Krishna. As we remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Banaras, when he was liberating all the Mayavadi sannyasis from their misconception, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engaged in talking with Prakashananda Saraswati, he presented himself as a very fool, and his spiritual master ordered him to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he expressed that by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly, he became mad. That's why he sometimes cries, sometimes he would laugh, he would dance, he would sing. Kiva mantra dila goshai, kiva tar bol, jopite jopite mantra korila pagol. Oh my spiritual master, what kind of mantra you have given to me? By chanting this holy name, I became a madman. I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I laugh, cry, and dance and sing. And she... Ishwara Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, said, yes, perfect, because holy name is now acting on you. it allows, the holy name allows us to become mad after Krishna. So now same thing was going on with the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag. This is the result of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. And this is the prime instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is spiritual activity. It has spiritual potency, spiritual influence, spiritual actions, like that. Due to overwhelm ecstatic mood, ecstatic feeling, it happens. Because ecstasy is very high energy. It changes our activities. It changes our normal thoughts, anything. Actually, a chanter becomes so happy, and that happiness is being expressed in this way. Dancing and laughing and crying and chanting, singing. Crying is not at all out of sorrow, because when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is no question of being in sorrow. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we become free from all kinds of sorrow. So it is not at all the crying in sorrow. It is another type of crying is there, that is in joy. Joy, all the senses work differently. The bhavas are like that. So when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift and order, and purely we chant, that holy name is none different from Krishna. So we get Krishna. When we chant Krishna, we attain Krishna. And Krishna means Krishna Prema, same. Attainment of Krishna means attainment of Prema. That is, that makes us like that. It means the devotee thinks sometimes, I'm having Krishna with me now. They feel happy, joyful. Sometimes also feel, Krishna is far away from me. He was with me, now he is not with me. He has gone. Cry. Again, longing for seeing Krishna, having Krishna. These things go on and on and on. Sometimes feeling of separation, sometimes feeling of meeting. It goes both ways. Laughing, crying are simultaneously happening when a person is fit for chanting, is chanting purely. Who is fit for chanting purely? Who has realized that holy name is none other than Krishna, no difference. He is fit person to chant. And who is unfit person to chant? The who thinks it is different from Krishna. Holy name is different from Krishna, therefore not much interested in chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we are interested in Krishna, then definitely we will be interested in chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and experience different transcendental moods or transcendental variations, feelings, emotions actually, transcendental emotions. Although they look like mundane emotions, but they are not completely on the transcendental level. So this is also our goal. We are also following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keep on following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This one single spiritual activity will take us to the spiritual world. That point we heard from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he said to Prakashananda Saraswati in Banaras, that Krishna Mantra Hoite Have Sansaro Mochon, Krishna naam hoite pave Krishner charan. He said by simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of Lord. So we must have firm faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself. Whatever he says, it is absolute. Also he said, Namo bina koli kale nahi ar dharmo, sarva mantra saro namo ei shastra marmo. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. So we are hearing the glories of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra directly from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also he said, there is no alternative of chanting. It's the prime process for self-realization. So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making happy everyone. And he is still doing so. He is also making us, also everyone, happy by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is the benefit. Whenever we chant purely, we cannot remain unhappy. Always we become happy. I'm sorry, there's some conversation going on. Can you please mute the phone? Okay, thank you. So, anyone who wants a happy life must chant as nicely as possible, as much as possible. And chanting will make us all happy. And we are seeing thousands of people are happily following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they are all chanting Krishna, Krishna. Now 40. Ganga Jamuna Prayago Narilo Dubaite Prabhu Dubailo Krishna Premiro Bunyate. Prayaga is located at the confluence of two rivers, the Ganges and the Yamuna. Although these rivers were not able to flood Prayaga with water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole area with waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's amazing, amazing contribution. He appeared in this world to drown us in the ocean of love of Krishna. And he caused the flood of love of Krishna. It was not just one drop or a few drops here and there, or a few fortunate or fit persons or eligible persons will get, others were barred or bereft of. No, anyone and everyone is eligible to come under the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. What is mercy? That he has inundated the whole area or whole world, that is his plan, with the waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. Actually, this inundation started in Navadvip, and that inundation was in like a seed form, and it is growing, growing, growing. This is one kind of ocean. It is not confined in area. It is growing, growing, growing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam. In every step, this kind of ocean of ananda, premananda, love for Krishna, is growing more and more. Supreme Lord is capable of drowning the whole creation for the love for him, because he is unlimited and he is almighty. He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent Lord. It is possible. So in Prayaga, what happened? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Ganges and Yamuna, although these two rivers were not able to flood Prayaga with water, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did amazing thing. Amazing mercy we are witnessing now through the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the inundation of the whole area with waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. We may wonder, can I also be included in that? Yes. When? Now. Right now. Anywhere we are, we can be drowned in that inundation. If we understand what was the gift, what is the gift given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This holy name gives us everything. Everything is invested in that holy name. And the love for Krishna wakes up in our heart. How much? It is like a flood. So much so, it influences others. Like Srila Prabhupada came to this Western world, America. He brought that flood from India, Bengal, love of Godhead, with him in the form of holy name. And he, when he chanted this holy name purely in full love with love for Krishna, the atmosphere became auspicious. And the love spilled out, flooded out from his heart. And the fortunate souls were there, were drowned. And that inundation still going on. ISKCON is growing more and more. ISKCON means chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. ISKCON means love of Godhead. ISKCON means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It is growing. If we understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy properly, we will be also drowned into that inundation, to the flood. And that is the goal of our life. Krishna is Supreme Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord. So he brought this love, Golokero Premo Dhano, Harinam Sankirtano, from the Golok Dham into this world. So it is like an ocean.
What is this doing?
And this ocean is limitless ocean. And everyone and anyone can be included. No one is barred. We have to have full faith. That is required. So at the time, thousands of people were completely immersed in the love of Krishna. Now 41, Bhiro dekhi dui bhai rohila nirjane, Prabhuro avesho hoilo madhava darshane. Seeing the great crowd, the two brothers remained standing in the secluded place. They could see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic to see Lord Bindu Madhava. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple, Lord Bindu Madhava, and felt ecstatic happiness, ecstatic love for Krishna. So, deities are also none different from Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, as soon as he saw Lord, he felt so much ecstasy inside, immediately he fainted because of the flood of love for Krishna. It took over his all senses. He came running all the way to see Lord by stretching two hands toward Jagannath. And he was saying that I have now I have now seen, I have now seen, I am now with my Lord of my heart, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that I have now seen my beloved again. For a long time, I was not able to see my beloved. Now I am seeing my beloved. Now I am with my beloved. With that ecstatic mood, he was running and toward Krishna. As soon as he saw Jagannath, who is Krishna, he fainted because of the overwhelming feeling of ecstasy. So Jagannath, although is made of wood, he is not wood. He is the Supreme Lord. This is also one lesson for us. Whenever, wherever we see the deity form of Krishna, we must understand he is Nanda Nandana Krishna. This is so wonderful. Krishna is present before us as the deity form, holy name, as Paramatma, always. And we must take full advantage of presence of Krishna. We should not have even little doubt. We already studied the pastimes of Kshira Chora Gopinath. Also we heard Sakshi Gopal story. So deities are none different Krishna, none different than Krishna. We must have full faith. Srila Prabhupada was explaining that Krishna is acting through his energies. He is fully capable of being manifest or present in material energy also, because it is his energy. He can manipulate his own energies. He has multifarious energies. So he is fully able to do that, able to manifest himself as he is in the material energy also. Then it doesn't remain material. It becomes spiritual energy. So this is the point we have to understand. Krishna is omnipotent. Even picture form of Krishna, painting form, or deity form made of metal or wood or stone, even the mental form are all Krishna. Very powerful. Because everything is Krishna's energy. And he can act through the energy, just like sun is acting through the sun rays. Sun rays come to the earth and makes the earth warm and gives the heat and light. So sun is giving us heat and light through its energy, the sun rays or sunshine. Similarly, Krishna is acting through the energies. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us how to greet the Lord, how to feel before the Lord. Means when we come before the Lord, how to feel that we are present directly with Krishna. Means we are with Krishna. Krishna is present directly before us. Seeing the great crowd, the two brothers, means Rupa Goswami and his brother Anupam, Shri Vallabh, two brothers, they were standing there. At that time, these two brothers were not Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami was still in prison in Bengal. So these two brothers means Rupa and Anupam or Sri Vallabha. And they could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic to see Lord Bindu Madhava. Abesh means so much ecstatic. Now 42, Prema Abeshe Nache Prabhu Hori Dhvani Kori Udvahu Kori Vale Bolo Hori Hori. The Lord was loudly chanting the holy name of Hari, dancing in ecstatic love and raising his arms. He asked everyone to chant Hari, Hari. This is his supreme instruction for everyone. He himself showed that by his practice, by his own action, and he is also saying the same thing with to others. He was himself chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Also, he was instructing others to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He showed his ecstatic love, ecstatic mood, ecstatic emotions. And we can also get the ecstatic emotions by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we get that love. With grateful heart, we have to receive this love. The transformation happens. The heart melts. When we lovingly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so deeply into heart, into our heart. There's no way that we cannot get love for Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, definitely we are going to get love for Krishna, prema bhishta, in ecstatic love. This prema bhishta avastha means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always situated in that ecstatic mood by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all the time. And he showed the world how can we make our life fully joyful, full happiness can be experienced by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Urdhva Bahu means raising our arms. Raising our arms and looking up. Sometimes we hear that it is like we are, that the devotees see the Golok Dham. Also we understand that raising our arms means surrendering totally ourselves unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And thinking of Golok Dham as if we are also trying to go there. We are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many times we hear that way. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to chant in Sankirtan, how to chant and dance in Sankirtan by raising our arms in the air and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra is so powerful. By chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, inoffensively, this sound vibration brings Shri Radha Krishna into our heart. Srila Prabhupada said very wonderfully in one purport that when we address Lord's energy as Hare, and when we address Krishna, Supreme Lord, and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then this sound vibration brings Sri Sri Radha Krishna into our heart. And when we come in contact with Sri Sri Radha Krishna in our heart, we become happy. This is the point you have to understand again and again. Hare means, O Supreme Energy of Lord. And Krishna means, O Supreme Person. And Rama, who is the reservoir of all pleasure. When you see, stand this way, and please engage me in your service. When we chant this way purely, without any motivation, without any offenses, then the sound vibration brings Sri Sri Radha Krishna into our heart. This is the supreme science, how to be always in the association of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. In the Shastra it is said, Ek Krishna name jato pap hare, papir ki sadhu ache tato pap kare. One pure holy name is enough to eradicate all sorts of sins. And the sinner is not able to do that much sins that which cannot be nullified by the uttering of one single pure holy name. Pure holy name means chanting without any offenses, understanding the holy name and Krishna are none different, that person is fit person to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. And pure chanting brings Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the temple of our heart. So Srila Prabhupada says, one pure holy name is enough to give love of Godhead also. But that pure holy name chanting takes time because we do not realize the point. Once we understand how to chant purely, then gradually get the benefits of chanting. Benefits of chanting means we live in the spiritual world. We don't live here. And spiritual world is known as Vaikuntha, no worry. And we get full benefit of being in the Vaikuntha, no worry, full of joy. Srila Prabhupada says, so the devotee always keep himself in the association of Sri Radha Krishna by chanting always. This is the point. After being fully freed or released from sinful reactions, he doesn't stop chanting. Because again there is a chance to commit simple activities. Means that choice is always there. Means Srila Prabhupada was saying that we belong to Tatastha Shakti. So either we can be in the material consciousness or in the spiritual consciousness. So there is always chance that we may misuse our freedom or free will. When we chant purely, we are in the fully spiritual consciousness. So again, we bring down our consciousness into the material level. So if we always keep our consciousness in pure state, then we are always free from any bond of karma or any sinful reactions. So this is our constant endeavor to keep ourselves always pure. That's why pure devotees always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra mentally or verbally. They keep themselves always in the association of Sri Radha Krishna by chanting, by addressing Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. Or distinctly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is required. And dancing in ecstatic love and raising his arms, he asked everyone to chant Hari Hari. This is the supreme instruction. Chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. This is the ultimate process in this age of Kali. And throughout the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are hearing repeatedly the same point, again and again, from the beginning, and we will be going on hearing up to the end. Up to the end of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give us the Sikshashtakam prayer. And he will explain also all the verses by himself. Means all the eight verses are very wonderfully explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Antya Lila, in the almost final chapter of the Antya Lila. So from the beginning to end, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are hearing same instruction. And that chanting, dancing in Sankirtan is the ultimate process to make us free from all material bondage, and to make us always happy. So 43, Prabhuro Mohima Dekhi Loke Chamatkaro Prayage Prabhuro Lila Nari Bornivaro. Everyone was astounded to see the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, I cannot properly describe the pastimes of the Lord at Prayag. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying this verse that by seeing greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the greatness. that he himself chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, making the Mahamantra more powerful, which is already unlimitedly powerful. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it more ecstatic, more potent. And also he gave us the instruction to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and to receive the love of Godhead, because he has flooded the whole Prayaga with ecstatic love for Krishna. It was a great flood where everyone was drowned, immersed. This is the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we want to awaken our ecstatic feeling for Krishna, emotions for Krishna, ecstatic sentiments for Krishna, this is the process. He brought the whole unlimited flood. This flood, it's still going on, increasing more and more. It is expanding more and more, more and more. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never discriminated anyone by thinking, oh, that person was eligible, this person was not eligible. No, he gave this gift to everyone, and still it is available. Still it is going on. It is ever expanding flood going on. Just you have to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take shelter of the holy name. And we can also be drowned or immersed in that love of Godhead. So everyone was astounded, was so, means so much chamatkar, means delighted, so much happy, with astonishment to see the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He himself tasted the love of Krishna, also he gave us the same love of Krishna for everyone. Same thing. And this is the point we have to realize. No other incarnations of Krishna gave us this gift but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For this single purpose he had appeared. To taste himself the love of Godhead and to give everyone a chance to taste the love of Godhead. By having this love of Godhead, we become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. I cannot properly describe the pastimes of the Lord at Prayaga. Means when so much ecstasy is there, everyone becomes so overwhelmed. Can I describe? Words fall short. Words cannot describe the greatness, so wonderful greatness of Lord cannot be described by word. It is to be experienced with grateful heart, with gratitude. Only a grateful heart can experience this. With gratitude we can experience this. And we feel so much fortunate and humble. We become humble. Because we did never wanted this. But we are being given. That is the point. Definitely, in our life we were not looking for to develop loving relationship for Krishna, with Krishna and cultivating love for Krishna, experiencing love for Krishna. We were not looking for that. But that love for Krishna has been given to us. Very wonderful. Just we have to choose Krishna to love. That's it. We have to choose Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to follow. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So the holy name, Sri Sri Radha Krishna holy name, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Yugal Mantra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yugal Murti in one form, Radha Krishna and Shishi Radha Krishna. Priya Priya Tama. A same. Absolute. So immediately when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, immediately we come in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come in contact with Sri Radha Krishna. Now 44. Dakinato Biproshane Ache Purichayo Shei Bipro Nimantriya Nilo Nijalayo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made an acquaintance with a Brahmana from Deccan in South India. And the Brahmana invited him for meals and took him to his place. So some Brahmanas were taking advantage of presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one Brahmana took this opportunity to invite him for meals. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went there to take the lunch with him in Prayag. 45. Biprogrihe Ashi Prabhu Nibhrite Vashila Sri Rupa Vallabhaduhe Ashiya Milila. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a solitary place in the home of that Deccan Brahmana, Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha Anupam Mallik came to meet him. Yeah. Now, two brothers got the time and opportunity to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So long, they were standing afar because of the big crowd. They couldn't come near to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, in the house of that South Indian Brahmana, they came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two brothers. Now 46, Dui Guchya Trino Duhe Dashane Dhuriya Prabhu Dekhi Dure Pare Dandavata Hoya. Seeing the Lord from a distance, the two brothers put two chunks of straw between their teeth and immediately fell down on the ground like rods, offering him obeisances. Holding Dashane Dhuriya, Trino Duhe Dashane Dhuriya means by holding the straw grass between their teeth, they fell down on the ground like a rod. It is like utterly feeling humble. Means they were showing by their action that before Lord how much they are feeling surrendered or humble. Surrender and being humble are same. If I am not surrendered to Krishna, I would not be humble also. So humility is the breeding ground for attracting Krishna's mercy. This humbleness. So two brothers were expressing their, you know, feeling of being surrendered or humble by holding, you know, some straw or grass between their teeth and fell flat on the ground. Only surrendered soul would understand this is so wonderful. Before Lord, to fall down completely on the ground and feeling so lowly and humble is so wonderful. We want to offer our surrender to Lord so He can accept us as His servant. This is the point here. And with grateful heart, they are doing so. What is the gratefulness, means feeling of gratefulness? What was the feeling of being grateful? By coming in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the cause of feeling very grateful. That we have received this chance in this lifetime to come in contact with the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can feel the same kind of gratefulness. None different. And receiving this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the cause of our being grateful. With a grateful heart, we have to receive this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because now we have found a path, a direction, how to become free from all entanglement and how to become fully eligible for going back to the spiritual world. Otherwise, it is not possible on our own. It is never possible. Without the grace of Krishna, without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is never possible. So this should be the cause of our being grateful. So they were very grateful and they were showing that, being very humble before Lord, being very surrendered before Lord. Then 47, Nana shloka pori uthe pore baro baro, Prabhu dekhi prema besho hoilo duharo. Both brothers were overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion and reciting various Sanskrit verses, they stood up and fell down again and again. As we know, they were very much learned scholars. Three brothers were very learned. Although they used to work under the Muslim government and they almost became Muslim because they also had the names, all Muslim names, Davir Khas, Sakar Mallik, and Anupam Mallik. But nonetheless, they were well versed. They were very knowledgeable persons. They knew all the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam and everything. So they recited various Sanskrit verses in glorification of the Supreme Lord. So two brothers were overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion. That is our goal, to become overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion. It is possible when you fully surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like them, we can also surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can dedicate our full life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as our life and soul. They stood up and fell down again and again before Lord. 48. Sri Rupe Dekhiya Prabhuro Prasanna Hoilo Mono Utho Utho Rupo Aisho Bolila Vachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see Srila Rupa Goswami and told him, stand up, stand up. My dear Rupa, come here. We are going to hear a lot about that, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy on Srila Rupa Goswami, and that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will instruct him in the science of bhakti. Many things he will teach him, and afterwards he will order him to write books on those science, so the whole world can benefit from his writing. And now she buys this Srila Prabhupada's translations. All over the world, people are getting highest benefits. Only human being can extract these benefits, can accept, can utilize the benefits. 9:49 কৃষ্ণের করুণা কিছু না যায় বর্ণনে, বিষয় কূপে কূপ হইতে বিষয় কূপ হইতে কাড়িল তোমা দুই জনে। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেন স্যার, ইট ইজ নট পসিবল টু ডিসক্রাইব কৃষ্ণস মার্সি, ফর হি হ্যাজ ডেলিভার্ড ইউ ফ্রম ফর হি হ্যাজ ডেলিভার্ড ইউ বোথ ফ্রম দ্য ওয়েল অফ মিচুয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেন স্যার, ইট ইজ নট পসিবল টু ডিসক্রাইব কৃষ্ণস মার্সি, ফর হি হ্যাজ ডেলিভার্ড ইউ বোথ ফ্রম দ্য ওয়েল অফ মিচুয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট। দিস পয়েন্ট মাস্ট বি আন্ডারস্টুড বাই আস। This is Krishna's mercy. When we forget about the mutual enjoyment and we become attracted for the spiritual practice, for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and by developing our relationship with Krishna, we feel ecstatic emotions for Krishna. This is Krishna Karuna. And as we know, Srila Rupa Goswami and Anupam Mallik or Sri Bhatta, now they left behind their family lives and their jobs and other things, and they totally completely surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and they they are now servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the point Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making, that Krishna has delivered you both from the well of material enjoyment. Vishaya Kupa or Andhakup, as Prahlad Maharaj also said, family life is like Andhakup if it is not for developing love for Krishna. The family life can be a Vishaya Kupa or Andhakup, or a temple, means a home can be a temple also. The family can be also a devotees association. If all the members of the family are servants of Krishna, are devotees of Krishna, and practicing spiritual life very nicely, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, developing relationship with Krishna, developing loving relationship with the other devotees. So if it is very favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness, then family life is not at all detrimental. But if family life is for only one thing, material enjoyment, then it is never favorable. That must be given up. Whatever is favorable for developing full Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness for us, we have to accept. And whatever is unfavorable, we have to give up. For Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Bhatta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking that what was not favorable for him, for them, was taken by was taken away by Krishna. So they were released from the well of material enjoyment. This point also we have to learn and practice. Our human life is not at all meant for material enjoyment. Our human life is only meant for developing loving relationship with Krishna, for self-realization. This human life is only for one purpose, for self-realization, not for material enjoyment. If we understand this point, we can practice also. Wherever we are, grihe thako, bone thako, sada hori bole thako. Whether we are in the family life or in the house or in the forest, in the renounced order of life, always we have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely with a purpose to develop loving relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, family life is very much unfavorable. if the family members are not also cooperative into this matter, if they are opposing in practicing Krishna consciousness, if they are not at all supportive, then it is a problem. And after all, we have to become free from desire for sense enjoyment, for progressing in spiritual life. So that is Krishna's mercy, when you realize this point. No, no more. No more material enjoyment. It is not at all good for us. Our purpose of human life is for one thing, self-realization, a loving relationship with Krishna. Feeling of ecstatic love for Krishna is the goal of life. All right? So this much we have covered today, 49. Okay? So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for hearing this class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Hari Bol, is there any question or comment here?
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice nectar. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hari Bol. Saurangi. Bolo.
I hope we have time for two questions.
Okay.
One is about the fact that just chanting Krishna's name offenselessly one time can eradicate unlimited sins past and future. You know, so let's say someone who really doesn't know anything about Krishna, and he utters that name and doesn't even know that Krishna's name is Krishna himself. You know, the name and the named are non-different. So a person who doesn't know any of these things, and he simply utters Krishna's name for whatever reason, is that true for him, that all of his sins are eradicated?
Yes, one chance, because Krishna is Krishna, name are non-different. But to develop love for Krishna, to develop love for Krishna, we have to understand Krishna's name and Krishna are non-different. Ak Krishna name jato pap hoy, means first the eradication of papam takes place. Not past and future, up to that point. That's why we should go on chanting up to the final moment. Because we are always situated in the marginal position. We swing from one consciousness to another consciousness. We generally know that we can live in the either in the spiritual world or in the material world. What causes to live in this material world? Material consciousness. What causes us to live in the spiritual world? Spiritual consciousness. What was the point here? That holy name, because is Krishna. Krishna knows it, right? So the holy name eradicates all the sins. And if the person goes on chanting, so he keeps himself very pure. Gradually he comes to this understanding. This name and the Krishna are non-different. Gradually he understands Krishna. Many times we hear that when a person takes medicine knowingly or unknowingly, that's the result. It is also fact about chanting also. Our goal is to develop overwhelming love for Krishna, ecstatic love for Krishna. So that facility we get by chanting offenselessly. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that and instructed.
Okay, so a person who chants Krishna's name even one time, and maybe even with offense, he won't develop love, but he will still eradicate all past sins.
Yeah, and when a devotee knowing fully that Krishna, Krishna's name are none different, chant even once the pure name, gets the love. So that's the point. How to get love? Chanting purely gets the love. To develop the love. Those points we heard, right? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela. Very beautiful, beautiful points. Sri Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, in the Adi Leela, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that his guru, spiritual master, said, "You are a fool. You are not at all qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. Just do it one thing." And he then started to say, "Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ivo Kevalam." All those verses are there in the Adi Leela chapter 7. Beautiful, beautiful verses. And Srila Prabhupada extensively wrote the glories of Sri chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in all those purports. I wanted to read actually, but there was no time. Cannot read because quite a few verses are there and long, long purports are there. So I request everyone to read that section. The conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati.
I mean, I have to look again, but I thought that somewhere in Madhurya Kadambini, I thought that it said that even future sins too would be eradicated by just once chanting passing. But you're saying no, not future.
What is it? What you said? What you said? Can you repeat again?
Yeah, I thought that I had read that just chanting the name one time, you know, can eradicate not just past sins, but future ones also.
No, no, no. There's always chance to, you know, again change our consciousness. No. At that point. That's why we have to keep ourselves always pure. That's why continuous chanting is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Krishna Nam Shado Japo Shada, A Mantra Shar, means his spiritual master said, you know, I'm quoting one verse from Adi Leela, chapter 7, text number 72. Murkho tumi tomaro nahiko vedanta odhikar kir krishna mantra japo sada ei mantra shar. You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. So we must keep ourselves always pure by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Up to this point all are done, finished. Because we have freedom, a little freedom, we can misuse again, not chanting, by taking up something else. Because pure faith is not there in chanting. Who is an unfit person? Who has no faith that Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different? Or very shallow or very little faith, not deep faith. If I understand fully Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different, how can I leave Krishna's name? Because this is Krishna. And Krishna Prema means pure name. Is what was the point Srila Prabhupada was saying? One pure holy name is capable of eradicating all sins. And it's a fact. At that moment, when we purely chant, done. Now again, if I chant and not chanting, then again I make mistakes. I have forgotten, I'm not chanting anymore. What happens, the benefit of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even once, the benefit stays with us. And in future, again gives us the chance to come in contact with the devotees, so we can take up pure chanting again. It works that way. Sri Krishna never forgets a little service even. Done by us. even a person chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even one, that means the person already served Krishna or the holy name. So Krishna never forgets. He gives again chance to come. Means again and again we get to come up to the platform of pure chanting. Krishna gives us chance or opportunity again and again. But we have to come to the pure platform. So this happens.
Yeah. Okay, but right now I'm asking about that person that person in ignorance who chants Krishna's name once. So for that person, future sins are not absolved.
We don't have to worry about it. The point is, again and again, when we chant, it happens. So to keep it makes sense to keep us fit all the time, spiritually, fit, pure. We have to chant all the time. Up to the death, at the time of death, if we are able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, remember Krishna, then we finally go back to Krishna.
Okay, I'm not so worried about it. It's just that, I heard something that seemed to contradict, so I was just trying to reconcile. But I have to look at the source again to see exactly what it says.
Okay.
I just had one other question.
When
you were saying that Radha and Krishna are the same, and I know I've asked you this before, but... can you just repeat? And since Radharani is the energetic,
energy.
Since Radharani is the energy and Krishna is the energetic, can you just explain in what sense are they the same? Is it like flower and aroma, where is one entity? In that sense, are they the same? Because they are just one entity. They're not separated from each other.
Okay, but today we didn't discuss that. We had discussed that when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we address Srimati Radharani, O energy of...
You said that they are the same. Today.
I said holy name and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna are same. That point I was making today.
Okay.
As soon as we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we remember immediately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha Krishna, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Sri Radha Krishna. And holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Yugal Mantra, composed of Srimati Radharani's name and Krishna's name. So we address the supreme energy of Lord as Hare or Radharani. And Krishna is the Lord Himself. And we pray to be engaged in their service. So that point I was making.
Okay.
And of course, yeah, go ahead.
No, all right. So therefore, I won't have to push.
Oh, of course. Energy and energetic are same, because energy cannot be separated from Lord. In that sense, and Krishna acts through the energy. That point I was making today. When we see the deity form of Krishna, we should not consider this is metal or matter. We must understand that Krishna Himself is here. When Krishna appears in the material energy, that material energy no longer is matter, it's spiritual. Because he is fully capable of manifesting him even in the material energy, through the painting, through the metals, even in the mind, he can appear fully. That point I was making today. He is the source of all energies, and he has multiplicious energies. He can manipulate any energy any way he wants, because he is omnipotent. This is the meaning of being omnipotent. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Okay. Hari Bol. So, Pavitra, right? Pavitra.
So, Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for a very beautiful class. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you,
Mataji. Oh, this is Priti.
Okay.
All right, Priti. All right, so please chant. Bancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vya evacha patitanam pavanechyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Bye.
Sarve Mataji ki jai.
All the Vaishnavas ki jai, Hari Bol, bye.
Hari Hari.